Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Getting into the Native American swing of things is quite easy at the new Hyatt Regency in Santa Ana, Pueblo, New Mexico. And today, Travel World's Melanie Reffes is with me to talk about the many activities available at this brand new resort.
You know, to tell you the truth, Stephen, you really don't have to leave the resort to have a whole lot of fun. You know, with a lot of the Hyatts and other properties, you want to know what's going on outside the resort to sort of shake up the mix a bit. But with this Tamaya Hyatt, you don't really need to leave it. And actually, that's a good thing because it's pretty well sitting in the middle of nowhere. It's quite secluded, halfway between Albuquerque and Santa Fe. You can't see it from the highway, so you better figure out stuff to do on the property. But that's not a hard thing to do. A lot of the stuff's Indian-related, which I found to be really fun. Like a couple of mornings a week, Indian women, elder Indian women, bake traditional breads in a kiln that's called a haruna, which is really fun, and you get to sample it. I actually liked their specialty butters a bit more than I liked the breads, but it was interesting to watch it because it's apparently an old custom. They do all kinds of things like Native Indian storytelling, amazingly colorful Indian dances if you want to hire a troupe for one of your board meetings or your family dinners or things like that. If you want to get up at 6 in the morning, you can take a hot air balloon. You can take all kinds of nature walks by the Rio Grande River, tennis, horseback riding, an amazing gym, swimming in 3 pools, and I might add the largest golf complex in the state of New Mexico. That's 45 holes. Can you imagine that? All at the Hyatt Regency on the Santa Ana Pueblo. It's wonderful fun.
The Hyatt Regency, Santa Ana Pueblo, New Mexico, 1-800-55-HYATT, www.hyatt.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, in conversation with Mary Beth Bond, author of Gutsy Women, More Travel Tips and Wisdom for the Road. Women traveling on business, Mary Beth, what special tips and advice do you have for them?
If you're traveling on business, a good idea is to wear black. It doesn't show spots. And wear your business clothes on the airplane. That way, if your luggage is lost, you can arrive and still go to your meetings and not lose any even small amount of time. Also, when traveling for business, make sure that you get a good night's sleep. I suggest taking those little rubber earplugs and eye shields.
Now, safety as a traveler, particularly traveling as a woman on business.
Oh, safety. Okay. For women traveling on business. Well, they're very much the same as just traveling other times. Safety and security is probably the number one issue for women traveling these days. The most important thing is trust your instincts. If you feel that something's wrong, get out, move on. Women traveling on business usually stay in hotels. Be sure to ask for a room that isn't close to an emergency exit or the vending machine. When you go in your room, put the lock on the door and use the viewport in the door to check anyone coming. If someone comes to your room and you're not expecting them, you didn't order room service, call down to the front desk and ask who it is, reassure that they are from the hotel, and ask why they have to come in your room now, why they can't wait until another time. Stay alert when you're getting off a bus or a train, or you're riding in an escalator. This is the time when pickpockets tend to strike. And when you travel, just, you know, dress nicely, but dress, you can avoid wearing jewelry that looks expensive, because that makes you a target.
The book is Travel with Gutsy Women, www.travelerstales.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCOR marketing production.